Right, let's have a look at what's been happening in the world of soccer over the other side of the Atlantic. The weather has been playing its part very much this weekend. Let's talk MLS Monday, though, joined as always by Drew Farmer. Drew, welcome.
Hey, Andy, it's always good to be here. And, you know, it's a good thing that we're not being affected by the weather quite like some of the games were over the weekend.
Yeah, over here in the UK, comparatively, it's very calm. As I'm looking out the studio window now, it's dull, but you could certainly play football in it. But rather unusually, and I feel as an American sports fan that American football prides itself on the fact that games are never called off. So I was really surprised when, I think, Thursday, Friday, we found out that the game in New England had been pulled.
Yeah, that's right. So New England and Orlando was postponed, and they've rescheduled that game for September. And there was a winter weather storm going through the area, and a quite large one, and that was going to drop some a hefty amount of snow on the area, as well as some below freezing temperatures. So they went ahead and decided to go ahead and call that game before the day, and you know, the chance of people having accidents, and Orlando also traveling up from Florida.
The first thing you have to do, really, when you're dealing with an American sport and temperatures and things, everything arrives in Fahrenheit. So I have a conversion app on my phone. I don't remember the exact Fahrenheit that was given for the New England game, but I remember looking at it. And so from the local audience perspective, the temperature was going to be something like minus 18 Celsius, which is enough to make anybody shudder just by thinking about it, let alone sat in it.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been a part of some really cold games in my time, MLS and back when I played in school and things. So, you know, those temperatures are not fun to play any sports in, really, and not really one you want to be running around in shorts and a T-shirt in.
Just then, to keep us quickly with the weather theme, I know we've covered Minnesota United already, and I just want to quickly look at their game because they played the first home game in Major League Soccer for them, having previously played in the divisions beneath. They played new franchise Atlanta, and a tweet came out from Minnesota United that I think sums this up beautifully: unforgettable and forgettable at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, while the New England game was called off due to weather, this one went ahead and, you know, there was lots of snow throughout the game. And at times it was very difficult to make out some of the Minnesota players. They play in a light gray kit for home games. And, you know, it was very difficult to see at times. So perhaps that is one of the reasons why they had such a difficult time against Atlanta United, who ended up winning 6-1. And I believe that's 11 goals now that Minnesota United have given up in their first two MLS games. So not going so well. And as I had said last week against when they played Portland, very unorganized, very sloppy at the back. And that's happened again in back-to-back weeks. You know, props to Atlanta United, who recovered from an opening weekend loss and looked good in doing it.
Yeah, they did, although I think that the yardstick of Minnesota, I have an awful feeling Minnesota are going to be racking up a lot of conceded goals this season. But yeah, well done, Atlanta, with that. Let's just have a move to the West. I'll be honest, Drew, I haven't seen the images of LA Galaxy versus Portland. I'm imagining not a vast amount of snow in LA, but in the end, Portland went south and got a win there.
No, it looked very nice in Los Angeles there, but not so nice for LA Galaxy, who lost for the second time this season, 1-0 to Portland Timbers. And LA Galaxy are a bit of a funny team this year. They're in transition. They said goodbye to Robbie Keane at the end of last season, as well as Steven Gerrard. Some will remember that Landon Donovan came back at the end of last season to play for the last couple of months. He also left. And perhaps biggest of all was Bruce Arena leaving. And he took over the U.S. national team for the second time. And this team is struggling. They're a team without identity. They don't have a lot of really big-name players in that side other than Giovanni Dos Santos. And they've appointed a coach in Kurt Anolfo who has really struggled at the MLS level. Some may remember, some who've watched MLS for quite some time will remember him from years ago when he coached Kansas City in 2007 and 2008. Before going on to DC United in 2010, where he struggled mightily, only lasted 5 months into the season, picking up 3 wins before he was sacked. And, you know, he had some success with LA Galaxy's reserve side in the last couple of years. They thought they could really push him up into being the first-team coach, but it really hasn't come off in these first 2 weeks. very sloppy, very unorganized, much like Minnesota United, who we were just talking about. And, you know, this team, again, like I said, going through a transition and really without an identity at the moment.
You've mentioned about star names and lack of for LA Galaxy. We'll move on to that big rumour as to who they might be looking at and to make the highest paid players who've ever played in MLS. I think I'm right in what I say there. So we'll move on to that in a second. Just I wanted to look at the fact that is this not a really dangerous time for LA Galaxy to be transitioning? Because next year you've got LAFC who come in. They've already been talking about getting Javier Hernandez in. I'm guessing they're going for slightly different audiences, slightly different markets, if you will. But if you're a bit of a floating soccer fan in the LA and Cali area, if Galaxy aren't really doing it and suddenly LAFC come along and are better, you're going to, I think anybody would, be more likely to go for the more successful side, which could be LAFC.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point because, you know, there's a lot of casual fans, you know, not to insult anybody from Los Angeles, but, you know, there's a lot of sports teams there who come and go. We've seen in the NFL, the Los Angeles Rams moved there a season ago. The Chargers have moved from San Diego to L.A. So there's a lot of sports teams competing in that market. And there are a lot of casual fans who move in and out of L.A. all the time. So I think that what you're saying is very valid in the fact that if LAFC can come in with a big name player in Javier Hernandez and get some wins under their belts when they come in next year and the Galaxy struggle, I think that you could see a lot more fans go towards LAFC rather than the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's very crowded, that Californian sports area, so much so that just to keep the American football vibe going for a minute, LA Raiders or Oakland Raiders have decided to become Las Vegas Raiders, so jumping ship to Nevada. But let's look then at who Galaxy might be looking to tempt. And somebody that you actually gave a reaction on Twitter, which I was not expecting, when it came to the name Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is the player being rumoured right now to move over to LA Galaxy in the summer. Now, he's only on a one-year deal with Manchester United, though there is an extension on the table for him to stay at Old Trafford. But LA Galaxy have been in the market for him for, I guess, about the last 12 months, wanting to bring him over. And he's not only a player that could really turn around their fortunes on the pitch, but a player that could, because of the way that he's taken care of himself, he could really be an MLS player for quite some time, you know, well into his early 40s. And I think this would be a fantastic move for the league. He would be the highest paid player to ever play in MLS if he did join. And one who would, again, become the franchise, become the face of the franchise in LA, but probably one of the faces of MLS overall because of the name that he has and the history he's had winning trophies in Europe.
Yeah, Galaxy and I think LA in general needs a face to put on the posters as you drive around and travel. They need that, and I think Zlatan would provide that for them. And yeah, with Galaxy worrying about LAFC, that would be good timing if that were to happen for them. Just quickly, Drew, we've only had a couple of weeks, but let's just have a quick look at who has caught your eye as maybe overperforming where you thought, and then a team or two who are underperforming.
Yeah, right now I think some of the teams that are really overperforming right now, Houston Dynamo, 6 points from six so far. They've got a new coach in, Wilmer Cabrera, who used to coach with Chivas USA back when they were an MLS franchise. And yeah, he's really turned around this team. He's got them playing some really good soccer right now and much different than how they were playing last year at this time. Another team playing really well right now, San Jose Earthquakes, again, 6 points from six. And this is one of those teams that they've not really made a lot of moves in the offseason. They've got a lot of the same players who were there previously, but it's just clicking. And that's something that happens in MLS sometimes. You have a group of players together, and after a couple of seasons, you know, something clicks for whatever reason. But those teams are doing really well right now in the Western Conference. And a team in the East that I think that we'd be, you know, maybe a little bit surprised about after the first two games, and the team that's been the whipping boy of MLS in the last couple of seasons, and that's Chicago Fire, who have 4 points from six at the moment. And this is the team that went out in the offseason, picked up Dax McCarty and Janino to solidify that midfield, and so far it's really worked out, protecting the that back four, as well as linking up play between defense and attack. And so far, Chicago, looking pretty good in that Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they've been a name we've been talking about as that whipping boy for a year or two now, Chicago. And yeah, they've done their best so far, two games to get out of it. And I'm sorry, Minnesota, but at the moment you are sitting prime spot for that to be to the whipping boy title for 2017.
Yes, they are. And unfortunately for Minnesota and those fans, it's going to be a long season for them. Already 11 goals given up. So unfortunately for those fans.
Yeah, but they'll be clinging on to the two they've scored. Drew Farmer, always brilliant to get you on. If you want to interact with us through the week, if you're on Twitter, so are we, you can use the hashtag MLS Monday and we'll pick those up. There'll be more MLS Monday back next week. Drew, you'll be back with us for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait, whether it's snowing or not, I'll be there.